This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Two oil tankers were damaged in attacks Thursday in the Gulf of Oman off the coast of Iran. The Norwegian Maritime Authority said three explosions were reported on the Norwegian-owned tanker Front Alter after a suspected attack on the Kukuka Courageous, a tanker owned by a German company. The U.S. Navy's Bahrain-based U.S. Fifth Fleet said it is providing assistance. In an AP interview, oil analyst Tom Kloza says this is just one of a handful of incidents in the area.
This has been a theme this spring, but at this point, we don't see that necessarily this is going to expand the theater. You know, I wouldn't call it the theater of war. I'd call it the theater of occasional incidents.
Last month, the United States accused Iran of using mines to attack four oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Iran denied involvement. A day after clashes on the streets of Hong Kong left dozens injured, a group of protesters gathered under a bridge outside the Legislative Council singing. The clashes were between police and protesters who oppose a controversial extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial. Hong Kong's police commissioner defended the use of force against demonstrators who took part in the protest.
We try our best to avoid confrontation, to let them express their view, even they occupy the main thoroughfare of Hong Kong. Not until in the field court that they start to use weapons to charge our cordon lines that we have to respond.
The commissioner said he believes his officers acted in accordance with police guidelines to protect themselves and others. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi condemned President Donald Trump Thursday.